A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Beya, Dalid Amud Beis, 4B, pagination page 8, counting up from the wide lines, three lines up in the middle of the line. And we have a phenomenal topic today, very popular topic. The topic of why do we keep 2 days of Yom Tov? So in simple terms, we know that Rosh Chodesh could either be 1 day or 2 days because the previous month had either 29 days or 30 days. What decides if a month has 29 or 30? Beis Din, whether they're Mekadesh the Chodesh, whether they decide that the earlier day, the 30th day, should be the first day of the new month, or they could leave the 30th day to be the 30th of the previous month and not start the new month until the next day. All of this is based, if we move back in logic for a moment, is based on the fact that a lunar month is approximately 29 and a half days. 29 days, 12 hours approximately. And therefore, some months are going to have 29 days, some months are going to have 30 days. Now, the way we look at it, Klal Yisrael has the power to sanctify time. That's something that Hashem gave us the power to do. That's very powerful. We decide which day is Rosh Chodesh and therefore which day is Yom Kippur. Very powerful concept. However, if a Jew lived too far from Yerushalayim so that he was not aware of how Beis Din in Yerushalayim decided this, so then he would be keeping 2 days of Yom Tov until he would be able to find out from Yerushalayim whether it was a one-day Rosh Chodesh, meaning they already grabbed, how they made Rosh Chodesh. Let's keep it simple, right? How they made Rosh Chodesh. Good. So, for example, Pesach coming up, if you lived in proximity of Yerushalayim, you would know which day is Yom Tov, because you would know which day is Rosh Chodesh, and everything is very simple. But if you're living out in France or Spain, so then it would take a while to get to you, and therefore you would keep 2 days Yom Tov just in case, whichever day is the real day. Itmar, the Gemara says, Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Galus. When you're dealing with the two Yomim Tovim of Galus, that's what it's referred to as. Rav Amar Nolda Bozeh Muteres Bozeh. Rav says that if an egg is laid on first day Yom Tov, you're allowed to use it on second day Yom Tov. Why? Because Mimanavshach. No matter how you look at it, either the first day was Yom Tov and today is a weekday. Well, the first day was weekday and it was born on Erev Yom Tov and today is the Yom Tov. But using the logic, using the realization that it's only a sfeika diyoma, a question of which day it really is, but only 1 day is the real day, so then I'm allowed to use the egg on the second day. V'ravasi Omar, and Ravasi says, Nolda bozeh asura bozeh, it's laid on one, you're not allowed to use it on the other. It's a full-fledged legislation to keep 2 days Yom Tov. Lema Kasava Ravasi, the more strict opinion, maybe what he's saying is, Kedusha Achasi, it's one long holiness. It was a very heavy legislation, and you have to keep 2 days. V'Ravasi Mavdo Miyoma Tova Lechavrei. That doesn't make sense, because Rav Asi is the opinion who used to make Havdalah from one day Yom Tov to the next. Imagine that. Not only is he keeping 2 days Yom Tov, But at the conclusion of first day Yom Tif, he not only made Kiddush for the second day, he also made Avdallah for the first day just in case, because he's playing his cards. He doesn't know which day is which, if it's the real Yom Tif. So he was busy making Havdalah.
Did he say Amavdu ben Kodesh l'Kodesh?
Now, I don't know if he would say Amavdu ben Kodesh l'Kodesh, or Amavdu ben Kodesh l'Chol, just in case. I don't know. The Gilyan HaShas points out that this is not the way we paskin. Gilyan HaShas points out that, for example, when we sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara in Sukkah is very clear. Yesuve, we sit in the sukkah. V'lo mevarchinon, but we don't make a bracha of leshev basukkah. You're not allowed to do anything on the Yom Tif that will denigrate or take away from the Yom Tif. So that, for example, on first day sukkis, we say the carbon of first day sukkis. On the second day sukkis, we don't say, you know, and just in case, it's the third day. We don't say things in a way just in case it's a weekday. On Shmini Atzeres, we're not going to say, and just in case, maybe it's Hoshana Rabbah. We're very careful. We never denigrate the Yom Tif. So We would never go ahead and say Leishev Basukah on Shmini Atzeres. And likewise, we would never make Havdalah in between the two Yomim Tovim, because that would denigrate one of them over the other. But in any case, Rav Asi went ahead and made Havdalah, so it would seem that it's two different Yomim Tovim. It's two different days. And the Gemara answers, no. Rav Asi Svukim Esapkalei. Rav Asi had a question. Va'avad ha'chaluchum, Rav ha'chad luchumra. And he was just being strict. He was both considering it one long day, and he was considering it two separate days.
Machmi in both ways.
Right.
Even though they're not really compatible.
Correct. Omer Rav Zeira. Kavoseh de Rav Asi Mistavra. Rav Zeira said, if you notice our behavior, it would seem to endorse Rav Asi's position. Why? This is very important in appreciating what we do, because this is the first reaction. Because in our time, Yad Inon Bekiviya De Yarcha, we know exactly which day is the real Rosh Chodesh, and therefore which day is the real Yom Tif. And nevertheless, we do 2 days. So Rav Zeira says the indication is that it's not Sfeika de Yoma that we're doing. It's not a case of doubt, because there is no doubt. So why are we observing it? Must be it's a full-fledged legislation from Chazal to keep, for whatever reason, to keep 2 days Yom Tif. They made a legislation. We have to keep it. It's not Sfeika de Yoma. That's what Rav Zeira is arguing. Omar Abaye.
Not anymore. It started.
Well, maybe at one point it was, but today we observe it. Why are we observing it? We know exactly which day. Omar Abaye, Kavosi Durav Mistavra. On the contrary, I want to tell you that it's Mistavra like Rav, which is that it's two different days of Yom Tif. It's a Sfeika de Yoma. And you could play your cards and say, well, either yesterday was weekday or today is weekday, but they're not both Kodesh. And nevertheless, we're obligated to keep it even in our time. The Tanan. We learned. Barishonu hayamasi and masuos. Originally, they had fires that they would communicate from Yerushalayim. One fire to one mountain, to the next mountain, to the next mountain, they would get the word out very quickly to the people in Bavel. Mishakyokulu akusim, then the kusim, this sect, got involved, and they went up one time and raised a fire on the wrong time, and we no longer had a control to make sure that the fire that's going out is endorsed. So we had a problem. Hiskinish yushluchim yotzim. So they sent out messengers, and it would take some time for the messengers, the Pony Express, to go from one place to the next, right? But the Gemara infers, V'ilu batlu kusim, But had they been able to get rid of the kusim, avdinon chad yoma, we would be back to one day because they would have the communication of the fires. Veicha dematu shluchim, and where the shluchim, where the messengers do reach, avdinon chad yoma, they did indeed keep one day. So why is it that we're keeping two? We know exactly which day is the real day because it's a codified calendar. My time, I understand you want to ask me, Avdinan Terei Yomi, why do you keep 2 days? And this is the critical answer. This is astounding. Mishum deshalchu mitam, because they've sent a message. Hizoharu b'minig avoseichem, be careful with the custom of your ancestors, bideichem, to maintain it in your hands. Because Zimnin de Gazra Malchus Gezeira, lest there be a legislation against Torah study and people won't be so expert in the Jewish calendar the way they might be right now. Va'asalu kulkulei, and will be messed up. So they wanted everybody to maintain. If you were in a region that would be keeping 2 days Rosh Chodesh and 2 days Yom Tov, they wanted you to maintain it, to remember. The way I'll phrase it is to remember your vulnerability, that you're in Galus, and if you forget Torah, you'll be back to the same place that you won't know how the Jewish calendar works. And the 2 days of Yom Tov are Yomim Tovim Shel Galios, that people, especially in Galus, should be reminded about their vulnerability and make sure to maintain your high level of Jewish scholarship so that you should never have a problem. This is the way I'm phrasing it, very similar to Rav Moshe Feinstein saying, you know, I need to keep learning Torah because I don't want to be an Am HaAretz. The person who's worried about being an Am HaAretz is guaranteed that he won't be an Am HaAretz. You know, we have in Torah this concept of Ir HaNidachas, a city that doesn't even have a mezuzah. How could a Jewish city, a city of Jews, not even have a mezuzah? So the Gemara says, Lo haya v'lo yiyah, it never happened. So then why is it on the books if you know it's never going to happen? So I'd like to say pshat. The reason it never happened is because it's on the books. Because if a city ever went in the direction of being an Ir HaNidachas, we would mobilize every Kiruv Kolel in the country and we would straighten them out. Because we don't want to have any Ir HaNidachas. That's this concept of 2 days Yom Tov. It's very nice, you're an expert. But you're an expert because they sent the message, be careful to remain experts because otherwise we'll be in trouble. Just one final thought. During the Holocaust, so they didn't have access to calendars. They didn't have access to the outside world. And people in concentration camps, and worse, nevertheless, there were people among them who would be able to walk around, and they would say, you know, in 2 days is going to be Pesach. They knew. How do they know? But if you're an expert in the system, and you remember the system, it's possible under all circumstances, and ultimately that's the real victory, that ultimate gullus. You can't get more gullus and lack of communication to the outside world than that. And they were careful. Hizaru. They were careful and they were able to maintain. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.